daf is Shabbos daf Kuf Nun Beis. Today's daf is entirely made up of Agadata Gemara. We're going to talk about what happens to a person in their old age and what happens to a person immediately after they pass away. The Gemara is going to identify different parts of the body, since we're going to start with the eyesight and the overall breakdown of health in a person's old age, and then we're going to go through different parts of the body and how they break down with old age, and it's going to discuss how old age affects different people differently. And then the second half of the daf discusses what happens after death, including how each person is given accommodations in Shemayim fitting his level, where the neshamos of tzaddik and rishayim and beninim each end up in Olam Haba, how a person's neshama mourns him throughout the 7 days of Avelos, and the halachic ramifications of that mourning, and which bodies are not susceptible to decomposing, which bodies will not decompose after the p'tira. So we left off on daf Kuf Nun Aleph Amud Beis. We are continuing to darshan psukim in Koheles. We are holding 7 lines from the bottom of the page. The last thing we did was a little bit about tzedakah. We were talking about how tzedakah is a galgal achozer ba'olam. It's something that hits everybody at some point or another, every family at some point or another, and that's why one of the Amoraim, I forgot who it was, said to his wife, Rabbi Chiya said to his wife that when a poor person comes, you have to make sure to take care of him right away, because when our children are going to be poor, we want people to take care of them right away. And she said, what are you cursing me? So he said, no, it's not a curse, it's just that that's the natural order of things. There's a beautiful gra. The gra said in this past week's parsha, v'nasnu ish kofer nafsho, when we talk about the machs ha-shekel. So the gra says, v'nasnu, a couple of interesting things about it, is that Vinasnu is nikres lefanav la'achar. It's what do you call it? Palindrome. It's read both ways, but one way and the other. Because when one is quick to give, one will be quick to receive. Kala merachim ala brios, merachim in alav min hashamayim. Also, he says, if you look at the trap on Vinasnu ish kofer nafsho, it's a kadma viazla, that a person again should go early to be quick to give and not delay in giving. Not think about it too much. Certainly to make sure that you're giving to the right people, but not to hesitate in terms of parting with his money. You should always be willing to give tzedakah. He also says that's the lashon machtzis hashekel. Machtzis, there's the beauty of the Hebrew language is that a lot of times the words are made up of letters that have other words in them that are symbolic of other words. We just discussed on Shabbos and the Ramban Shir, the Ramban and the Rambam have a machlokes why Lashon HaKodesh is called Lashon HaKodesh, what's so holy about it. So you'd expect one of them to say, or somebody to say, it's because there's so much depth there. Every letter means something. There's gematria, there's atbash, there's words within words, but that's not what they say. They happen to have different opinions. The Rambam thinks what makes it so holy is the fact that that there are no bad words in Hebrew. There are no words that refer to anything disgusting, to anything inappropriate in Lashon HaKodesh. And the Ramban says, no, that makes it a Lashon Nekiya. What makes it Kodesh, what makes it actually holy, says the Ramban, is the fact that Hashem chose to speak to us in that language. So since that became the vehicle through which God's word came to mankind, that makes it Kodesh. But that doesn't take away the fact that the language actually does mean something as well, and that there is a lot of depth in the language itself. So the Gra says, for instance, and this is related to the tzedakah issue, machtzis, you'll notice the word is the first letter and last letter spelled meis, mem and a tuf, and the next letters over spell chai, and right in the middle is tzadi. So he says, one tzedakah is korov yosula chayim min ha-meisin, that it's makariv the chayim and merachik as ha-meisin, that tzedakah tatzil mimavas, tzedakah sends away death, it saves us from death, and it brings a person to life. So okay, so says Gemara further now. Now we're describing again the breakdown of a person's body when the sun and the light becomes darkened. Zu padachas va'achotam. That's referring to the forehead and the nose. Va'yareach zu neshama. That's a reference to the neshama. Va'hakochavim elu alasasos. That's the cheeks of a person. V'shavu avim achar geshem zu ma'or enav shel adam shaholech achar abechi. That's referring to a person's eyesight that's negatively affected when a person cries. Rashi explains sheyirba bebechia bezuknuso machmas tashus koch v'tsaros rabos olav. That when a person gets older, I mean, what does that have to do with old age? What we're saying is that when a person gets older, he goes through a lot more difficult times, more tsaros. He experiences more tsaros, and therefore ends up crying more, and that causes him to lose his eyesight. Amr Shmuel, haydimasa adar bain shnin hadra. When a person has tears, a person cries. So for the first 40 years of his life, it doesn't have an effect. Whatever effect it has on his eyesight will heal itself. Mikan ve'elach lo hadra. But after that, it doesn't come back. Vam Rav Nachman hay kuchla adar bayin shnin mirvach mikan ve'elach afilu malaka avisna digirda'i ukmimokim arvuche lo mirvach. If a person uses kchal, a certain type of eye ointment, so for the first 40 years of a person's life, it's really good for him. But after that, even if he fills up his eye like the thickness of a weaver's beam, it will only stabilize his eyesight, but it's not going to make it any better. So what's the chiddush? What are you teaching us? The fact that we talk about, even if you fill it up like a weaver's beam, tells us that the thicker you put it on, the better it is. Because we see that we're emphasizing that even if you do like that, that implies that doing like that is the best way to apply this kuchla. Rabbi Chanina shchiva lebarti. Rabbi Chanina Rachmanu Tzlan. He lost a daughter. His daughter passed away. Lo avakabachiela, and he didn't cry over her. So Amalei de Bitu, his wife, was very upset by this. Tarna golta afikta mi beisech. Well, was it just like a chicken that you lost from your house? This isn't stam a simple loss. This was a daughter. How do you not cry over the loss of a daughter? So Amar Lah, so he explained to her that it wasn't because he wasn't feeling it, and it wasn't because he wasn't emotional about it, but he knew what sort of effect that type of crying would have on him. So he said, Tarti, what should I lose? Two things. Tichla vi'ivra, my child and my eyesight. I mean, I know that if I cry too much, it's going to take away my eyesight. So he wasn't willing to lose both. He was suffering enough from losing his daughter without having to lose his eyesight as well. Says the Gemara, there are six types of tears. Shalosh yafels v'shalosh ra'os. Three of them could be good for you. Three types of tears are bad for a person. Shal ashan v'shal bechi v'shal beis hakisei ra'os. If a person cries because of smoke, his eyes tear from smoke, or from crying, or from the beis hakisei, Rashi says mitoch yisurin, that he's suffering in the beis hakisei, he doesn't have an easy time in the beis hakisei, those are bad tears. Shal sam, but if it's from medication that maybe tastes bitter and causes tears to come to one's eyes, v'shal schok, v'shal peros yafos, or laughter, and he has tears of joy, or peros yafos from good fruits, Rashi says, kigon rea chardal, the smell of mustard seeds causes tears to come to a person's eyes, those are good kinds of tears. B'yom sheyizou shomrei abayis, v'yisavsu v'gomer. So again, we're continuing to darshan psukim and koheles about a person who is aging. So on the day that the shomrei abayis tremble and they will stoop, b'yom sheyizou shomrei abayis elu aksalim v'atzlaos. The shomrei abayis are the flesh on the person's sides and his ribs. That's considered to protect his torso, that protects the main part of his body. V'yisavsu anshei chayil, and the strong men will stoop. Elu shokayim, these are the thighs. Ubatlu atochanos, and the grinders will be batel. Elu shinayim, that's a person's teeth when they break down in old age. V'chashchu haro'os baruvos, and those who peer through the windows will be darkened. Elu einayim, that's a reference to the eyes. The eyes are the windows to the soul. The eyes are the windows of the person's body, that, and you're able to peer through them to see outside. Amalei kesar Rabbi Shob ben Chananya, my time alo asas lebe avidan. So the kesar said to Rabbi Shob ben Chananya, why didn't you come to Be Avidan? What is Be Avidan? Says Rashi, makom ma'asui lisvakech sham tzedukim ubaitusim im Yisrael b'mekraos. It was a special place that it was a debate hall where the tzedukim and the baitusim would debate Talmidei Chachamim about various psukim and how to interpret those psukim. So the case, I said to Rabbi Shimon ben Chananya, you're a great scholar. Why weren't you at Be Avidan? Why weren't you at the debate? Amrlei Tor Talag, he said, well, the mountaintop is full of snow. Sechronik Lidin, the around the mountain is full of ice. Kalboi lo navchin, the dogs aren't barking anymore. Tachnoi lo tachnin, the grinders aren't grinding. So, meaning what, all this is a reference to his old age. The mountaintop is full of snow, meaning my hair is turning white. The around the mountain is full of ice. That's meaning my mustache has turned white. That's what it means, that it's full of ice. Kalboi lo navchin, the dogs aren't barking. Means my voice isn't as booming as it used to be. Tachnoi lo tochrin, my teeth don't work to grind up food anymore. Bei Rav Amri adelo avinna bachishna. That in Bei Rav they would say that I'm searching for things that aren't lost. Tanya Rabbi Yossi bar Kisma Omer. Tava tre mitlas. It's better to have two than to have three. What does it mean? Better to have two than three. Better to walk on two legs than to require a cane, where you then need to walk on a third leg. You need to walk on the cane as well. Vaila lechada da'aza v'lo asya. And woe for this thing that leaves and doesn't come back. Maihi, what's that leaves and doesn't come back? Amar of chista yankusa. It's youth. A person's youth. It's fleeting. And once it's gone, it never comes back again. Kiyasur Avdimi Amar, Yankusa Kalila Devarda. Youth should be viewed as a crown of roses. Sabusa Kalila Dechilfa. Old age should be viewed as a crown of thorns. Tanamish Meid Rabbi Meir. So, meaning, what youth is a crown of roses. It's very beautiful and very pleasant, but it doesn't last very long. It's a short amount of time. A crown of thorns is thorns are something that are not very pleasant and hurt, but it lasts for a while, and a person goes through that experience for a long time. Tana Mishmed Rabbi Meir, Dok Bekachi V'Tishkach B'Nigri, that you should chew up with your teeth, and then you'll have a bounce in your step. Shenemar V'Nispa Lechem Nia Tovim V'Ra'a Lo Re'inu. Amle Shmuel Rav Yehuda, Shinna, Sharish Sakeich Va'ayilach Mech. He said, open up your sack and let the bread in, which means open up your mouth and eat a lot of bread. Adar Ba'in Shnin Michla Mali. Up until the age of 40, food is very good for you. Mikan ve'elach mishti maili. After the age of 40, then you should go easy on eating and try to drink more. Try to take in more liquids and less food. Amalei Ahugo Za'a l'Rabbi Shoben Karcha. A certain sris said to Rabbi Shoben Karcha, a man whose Ever Azachus was cut off, he was a sris. So he says to Rabbi Shoben Karcha, now remember, Rabbi Shoben Karcha, we saw in Tosos on Shabbos, Rabbi Shoben Karcha, according to one daya, his father was Rabbi Akiva, because Rabbi Akiva was bald, and that's why he was called Rabbi Shoben Karcha. What's also likely, Tosos rejects that possibility, because the history doesn't work out, that Rabbi Shoben Karcha would be the son of Rabbi Akiva, the years just don't seem to work out properly, so Tosos rejects that. So then why is Itaka called Rabbi Shoben Karcha? What kind of name is Karcha? So more likely, and certainly based on this Gemara, it seems that a lot of times when we refer to someone as Ben somebody, it doesn't mean that that's actually his father's name. It's a description of the person himself. Like we say, someone is a Ben Torah, it does not mean that his father's name is Torah. It means that he is someone who is involved in Torah. A Ben Olam Haba. His father has nothing to do with Olam Haba. It means that he's a person who's going to Olam Haba. So Rabbi Shoben Ben Karcha means he was Rabbi Yeshua, who himself was bald. That was one physical attribute that he had. So this sris said to Rabbi Shoben Karcha, he started joking around with him about his physical shortcomings. So he says, "Mehachal karchina kamahavi. How long is it here from? How long does it take to get from here to Bald Land, where you live?" He says Rabbi Shoben Karcha said, very similar to the amount of time it takes to get to castrated land, where you live. So he said, you should know that a bald goat costs 4 dinar. So he said, yeah, I know, it's much more expensive to buy a castrated goat, because you don't have to worry about neutering it or anything. That costs 8 dinar. This guy saw this goza, this sris, who happened to have been at Stuki, Rashi says, saw that Rabbi Shoben Karcha wasn't wearing any shoes. Armalei, so he says, it's interesting, you see different kinds of people riding on different types of things. Da'al sus melech, if you see someone riding a horse, that's a melech. Da'al chamor ben chorin, someone riding a donkey, at least he's a free man. Udminali Baragleu Bar Inish. Someone who just has shoes on his feet, that's just human. Delohavaloha the Khafir Vakavir Tavmine. And someone who has none of these things, who doesn't even have shoes on his feet, the Khafir Vakavir Tavmine, that which is dug and buried is better off than him, meaning the dead are better off than him. So why wasn't he wearing shoes though? That we learned earlier, that you should sell everything you have in order to buy shoes. Shoes are a very important thing in Chazal. So the Marsha says Mistama was Tisha B'Av, it was Yom Kippur, and that's why he wasn't wearing shoes. Otherwise, there's no reason not to wear shoes. The Rabbi Yaakov Edmund says maybe he had a makah baraglo, maybe he had some sort of injury on his foot, and he wasn't able to wear shoes. Okay, you have to say something like that. Otherwise, the Gemara in Pesachim also Daf Kuf Yud Gimel says that one of the people that are menuda l'shamayim, that Hakadosh Baruch Hu sort of puts in chayrim, is someone who's moneya na'alayim meraglov, someone who doesn't put shoes on his feet. So a person is not supposed to go barefoot. Ben Yehuda says even in Yom Kippur you shouldn't go yachaf mamish, shouldn't go mamish barefoot. Put something on. Just don't wear leather shoes, but you put something on your feet. You put socks or slippers or something on a person's feet. Amrle guza guza tlas amritli tlas shamit. So he said, guza guza yusris and yitzduki. You should listen. Three things you said to me. So three things you should listen to. Hadras panim zaken. The hadras panim, the glory of a person's face, is his beard. And obviously the tzduki can't. The castrated person has hormonal issues. He's not going to be able to grow a beard. Simchas leiv isha, the ultimate simcha in a person's heart is to have a wife. Nachlas Hashem, and the nachla, the inheritance of God, is banim, is having children. Baruch HaMakom Shemanacha Mikulam. Blessed is Hashem that He withheld all of these three great blessings in life from you. Amalei Karchu Mitzuyana. So he says, wow, you're Mitzavyana, you're a real fighting bald person today. You're really in a acerbic mood. Amalei Ikra Shlifa Tochicha. So he says, the Rashi says, Ikra Shlifa Seh Shebeitzav Akurim Unetukin Lokchim Bishmena. So he says that the sheep that is whose beitzim are taken, who's an akar, who's like you, so is deserves some musr. Amalei Rebbe the Rabbi Shimon ben Chalafta. Mnei malo hikpalnu panecha beregel k'derek shekpilu avosai lavosecha. So he says, why haven't we greeted each other on Yontif the same way my fathers greeted your fathers? Amalei sloim nasu gavoim. He says, I would love to have come visited, but the rocks, the little pebbles on the road, all of a sudden appear like boulders. They seem so much bigger. Krovim nasu ruchokim. We used to be a short walk or a short journey seems like it's so much longer. It used to be you could hop in a car and drive for an hour and it was no problem for me or whatever. I get on the road and so, but now in old age it's a schlep. To be schlepped around is not easy when a person gets older. Mishtayim nasu shalosh. When I used to walk on two legs, now I walk on three legs, meaning I need a cane. Mesim shalom bebayis batel, and the Evra Zachmus no longer works. That which makes shalom bayis is batel, no longer is operating properly, and therefore I need to stay home. So the kash is, so why does that mean he has to, what's the sheikhus that in traveling? So the fact that he has that he's not able to have marital relations, what does that have to do with traveling? So the Rabbi Yaakov Emden explains that you have to assume that because he can't make shalom bayis in that way, in a physical way, he needs to spend more time with his wife, and he needs to be with her and not to leave her alone. That's why there's a halacha that there's a mitzvah sona when someone is holich l'derech, the day that a person is going to go out on a trip, there's a mitzvah sona to sort of compensate for his absence. But when there can't be a mitzvah sona, the reverse would be, so then he can't be absent. He has to be around more and more frequently. This is a reference to the person's the orifices in a person's body. B'shafal kalatchana, b'shvil kurkavan she'enu tochin. That's the stomach that no longer grinds. The yakom lekolat tzipor shafil tzipor menarto mishnasa. When a person gets old, even a bird chirping is going to wake him up from his sleep. He becomes a light sleeper. V'shulchu kol benos hashir, and they'll grow dim. All those who sing the songs shafilu domos alav Kishucha, that even if they're like a whisper, that even the songs sound like a whisper to him. He's hard of hearing. Vaf Barzilei Agiladi Amar LeDavid, and that's what Barzilei Agiladi said to David. Ben Shmonim Shana Anoche Ayom Ha'eda Ben Tov L'Ra. I am 80 years old today. Do I know the difference between Tov and Ra? Mikan Shadaitam Shel Zekenos Mishtanos. You see that the daya of a person when he gets older changes a little bit. His way of thinking changes. Im Yitam Avducha Sasharocha. You see that a person's lips split. He's not able to taste things as easily. So will I be able to hear the songs anymore? From there you see that a person's ears go in his old age. Amarav Barzilai Galadi Shakra Hava. Barzilai Galadi was not telling the truth. Tahi Amasa Dava Be Rebbe Bastishin Vitartin Shnin. The Amsa de Bei Rebbe was 92 years old, and she was still able to taste the food to make sure it was flavored properly. So don't tell me that the taste buds automatically go in your old age. It's not always true. Rava Amar Barzilai Agiladi Shatav Bezima Hava. Rava says he was Shatav Bezima, and he was always chasing after Znus. V'kala Shatav Bezima Zikna Kofetzas Alav. And when a person is always chasing after Znus, so then Zikna affects him much more, it affects him much more than someone who's not going after Znus. Tani Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi Omer, Talmidei Chachamim Kol Zman Shemaskinim Chachma Nitosefes Ben. Talmidei Chachamim, as they get older, their Chachma increases. Shenem Rabbi Yishish Chachma va'orach yamim tivuna va'amei ha'aretz kol zman shemaskinin tivshus nitosavis ben. Amei ha'aretz, as they get older, they become more foolish. Shnemer meisir sofel ne'manim v'tam zekenim yikach. The Maral explains that when a person gets old, the physical kochos become weak and the sichli is miskaber, because there's a constant battle between the seichel and the chomer. So when the chomer weakens, the seichel has more chance to shine. So he says that's why when it comes to Talmidei Chachamim, the seichel of Talmidei Chachamim is not about physical things. The seichel of Talmidei Chachamim is about ruchnius. So when the physical breaks down, that seichel becomes sharper, that seichel becomes greater. The seichel of Amei Ha'aretz is used purely for physical things. It's used to figure out how to achieve in a physical world. So therefore, when the chomer breaks down, their seichel, which is there for chomer, is also going to break down. That's the way their chomer works. The Or Chaim HaKadosh in Parshas Vayechi just raises the question, is this really true? When you never saw a Talmud Chacham got old and was unable to think straight anymore, became easily confused, and was unable to really paskana halacha, even though he was a great posik when he was younger. Of course we see that. We see that all the time. So what does that mean? It seems to be against the Metzius. So some of the Akronim say there's old and there's old, meaning the Talmud Chacham, as they get older, when they hit the ages of more dignified age, then their das is more is sharper, not necessarily sharper, but it's more miyusheves aleihem. It's they're more reasoned and they have a greater level of chachma. But then when you get to an age that's where a person is a zakein muflag, she builds zocha to get to that age. But then in Achinami very often the das breaks down a little bit. Gami gavo yirosha afil gav shushes ketan adoma lav kahare harim, that even a small little mound is going to appear like the biggest mountain. The chasim bederech, and the terrors on the road, b'shosh mahalif bederech nasalo toim, it's going to be a time of anxiety. The na'itz hashakel, and the blossoms of the almond tree, zuklivosis, that's the person's hips, the istavel hachagav elu agavos, that's the buttocks, the tafra aviona, and the zuchemda, that's the desire, is going to fade away as a person gets older. Rav Kana of apostle sidra kamed rav. Rav Kana was going over the learning in front of Rav. And when he got to that pasuk, so Rav was Rav sighed and groaned. Amar Shmamina Batalei Chemdei D'Rav. So he says, I see that Rav has reached the age where his desires have waned, and that's why he groans at this pasuk. Amar Rav Kana Maiduch Siv Kiu Amar VeYehi Zu Isha. So Kiu Hu Amar VeYehi is a reference to an Isha that says Rashi Imlo Al Pi Gzeres HaMelech Lo Haisa Ruuya Lis Avosla. If it weren't for the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu built it into nature that man desires woman, if you think about it logically, there's no reason that man would have a type chayva for woman. She kechemas mleya mius vakol ratzam achareha. She's like a jar full of disgusting things, and everyone's chasing after her. The Gemara will explain what that means. Hutziva viyamod elu banim. Hutziva viyamod. That's a reference to children. So Tane isha chemas mleya tzoa upia mleya dam vakol ratzam achareha. A woman from she has dam that comes out of her body. There's tzoa in her body, and yet as this physical being that has this blood that comes out all the time, and everyone's chasing after her like it's the greatest thing. So why? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu built that into the Bria, that man should have a taiva for a woman. Ki holi chadam el beis olamo, am Rabbi Yitzchak melamed shekol tzadik v'tzadik nosen lo modu l'fi kvodo. Now we move on from old age to death. That we learn that every single tzaddik has HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives him a dwelling place in the Olam HaEmes that's appropriate for his kavod. Mashal Melech Shenichnas Huva Avadav Leir Kshein Nichnasin Kulan B'Sharechad Nichnasin Kshein Lanin Kol Echad Vechad Nosel Madu Lefi Kvodo. It's like a melech and all of his avadim, they come into a city, so they all come as one massive unit, they all parade in together. But then where do they stay? Well, the king stays in the suite in the fanciest hotel, and the avadim stay in different places, all based on their kavod. The important governors will stay in nicer places, and the less important people will stay in lesser places. The same is true with Olam Haba. Va'am Rabbi Yitzchak, Ma'iduch Siv, Ke Yaldus Va'ashakus Hevel, that youth is considered Hevel, it's nothingness. Dvarim Shad Mosav Yalduso, Mashchim Pan of Leisuknaso. Things that a person does in his youth will cause his face to darken in his old age. Va'am Rabbi Yitzchak, Kasha Rima Lemes, Ke Machat Bebasar Achai. The worms in a dead person's body are painful like needles in basar achai, in raw skin. So the implication is that a person feels some sort of pain. That a person feels some sort of pain after his death. The Radvaz in the Tshuvan Chelik Aleph Simtav Pei Dalet says, wait a second, Mesim Alav Bnei Hargasha Ninu. They don't feel anything. So how could you say it's Kerima Bebasar Achai? So he says, since it's to punish him for what he had done while he's alive, so the neshama does feel it. It's not a physical pain, it's some sort of pain that the neshama feels, because this is considered part of the onesh for whatever he had done during his lifetime. Shnemer ach b'saro alav yichav, as the pasuk says, that his flesh on him will hurt. Amr of Chistan, Natsha Shaladim is Abel Salav Kol Shiva. Person's nefesh is misabel for him for 7 days. Throughout the entire Shiva period, it's not only the relatives of the person that are sitting Shiva, it's the person's own neshama that's sitting Shiva. Shnamer of Nafsha Alav Teavel. Uksiva Yas La'aviv Evel Shivas Yamim. And that's what the pasuk says, that they made for his father, for Yaakov Avinu, an Evel of Shivas Yamim of 7 days. Amr of Yidam, Meshein Lo Menachemin. So if you have a mace where there's no one to be menachem, meaning there are no avelim that require nechama. There's always menachem, and there are always people that could theoretically be menachem. The point is that there's no one to give nechama to. If a person dies, doesn't have any relatives. Holchin yud b'nei adam yoshim b'mekamo. So what we do is we send a minion of people there, and they sit in his place. They sit in the place of the yitzias haneshama, the place where the person died. That's the ideal place to sit. Shiva is the makom yitzias haneshama. Obviously, if it's in a hospital, we don't do that. But if a person dies in a home, it's best to sit Shiva in that home, because that's where the neshama is being misabel. So the other available should be misabel together with the neshama. Hahud shachav b'shivuset Rav Yehuda lo hayu lo menachemin. There was someone who died in Rav Yehuda's neighborhood, and they didn't have any available to sit Shiva for them. So kol yoma. So every day throughout Shiva, Rabbi Yehuda would bring 10 people and they would sit there. After 7 days were over, the mace came to Rabbi Yehuda in a dream and he said, your mind should be at ease because you put my mind at ease. Meaning it was something that was very helpful to the neshama to be there throughout the entire period of Shiva. Amar Bival, Kol Sha'omrim Fnei Ames Yodea Ad Sheyista Magalol. Anything that you say in front of a dead body, the dead person is aware of it until the Stimas Hagolol. So Pligiber Vchiyav Rabbi Shimon Bar Rabbi, Chad Amar Ad Sheyista Magalol, B'Chad Amar Ad Sheyisakel Abasa. It's actually Machlokas. For how long after death is the person still aware of what's going on in this world? So one opinion is until Yistam HaGolel, Machlokas Rashi and Tosos in several places in Shas, including over here, what exactly that is, whether it's the closing of the coffin or the placement of the tombstone over the grave. But at some point, the mace no longer knows what's going on. The other Shita is actually Yisak HaLabasar, until the flesh decomposes. There's a major sugya, Maseches Brachos, and Daf Yirches, Yitas, around there, where the Gemara discusses, I think it's Yirches, where the Gemara discusses whether dead people actually know what's happening in this world. It's a it records a conversation between two different spirits, two girls that to see what's going on in the world, and each one reports back to the other one. So then the Gemara says at the end, but that's working with the assumption that they know what's happening. Not everybody assumes that they know what's happening in this world. This Gemara seems to take a middle ground approach that they know what's happening for some time, and then after that they don't know what's happening. But generally, for whatever reason, people assume that maybe to know everything. I don't know why people assume that. We certainly have the idea that we give nachas ruach, that a person does mitzvos, and that's a great zuchus for the neshama of his relatives. But I don't know that we have a psak on whether the person's relatives see everything that's going on in the person's life. That's different deos in the Gemara. Okay, so manda marachi yisak al basar. The one that says that it's actually yisak al basar, dechziv ach besoru alav yichav nafsho alav teavel. Manda marachi yistam agolol dechziv. He has a different pasuk. V'yashuv ha'afar al aretz kishahaya. So it's when the dirt goes back to the land like it was. Tan rabbanan. V'aruach tashav al kima shenasna. That we're supposed to give back the neshama the way Hashem gave it to us. Just like neshama shenasata b'tahurahi, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us a pure neshama, we're supposed to return the neshama still with a sense of purity, with a sense of tahara. Mashal melech basar v'dam shechalak bigdei malchus la'avadav. It's like a melech basar v'dam. The mashal is like a king who gives his bigdei malchus to his servants. So the smart servants realize that they're not supposed to wear big day malchus. That it's not, they're not supposed to use it because you're not mishtamish b'sharbito shel melech. Person's not allowed to use things that belong to a king. Only people who are rebelling or trying to take over the malchus try to use items that belong to a king. You find in Tanakh every time someone wanted to overthrow a king, they would try to work their way into using things and marrying the wives of the king, doing something to try to use that which the king used. So it's the ultimate chutzpah to try to use that the clothing of the king. So the smart people knew that they were supposed to protect it. They weren't supposed to use it. So they would fold it up, put it in a drawer somewhere, and protect it. Tipshim shebehen, the foolish ones though, holchu vasu ben melacha, they went and they did work in it. They put on this clothing and whatever they did for a living. He's a carpenter, so he put on this clothing and do his carpentry with this big day malchus on. Liyamim bikei shemelchus kelev. So a little while later, the king says, okay, time to return my clothing. So the wise ones had it perfectly pressed and cleaned and everything. It was wonderful. They gave it back in perfect mint condition. The foolish ones, they gave back all dirty. They gave back the clothing and all messed up. So he was very happy to greet the wise ones, and he was very angry at the foolish people. So about the wise ones, he says, okay, let's put my clothing back in my otsar where they belong, and let these people go b'shalom to their homes. Val tipshin amar, but for the foolish people, he said, Kela yinosn lekoves, send my clothing to the cleaners. Vein yischab shu bebeis asurim, and send these people to jail. How dare they have the chutzpah to return my clothing in such bad condition? So Avakadosh Baruch Hu al gufan shel tzadikim omer yavol shalom yanuchu al mishkavosam. That's why Avakadosh Baruch Hu says about the guf of tzadikim, that let them rest in peace. Val nishmasanu omer vayse nefesh adoni tzurur b'tzorachayim, and the neshama that he wanted back tar, he would say, good, let's put it in the otzar. Let's put it in the place where all the precious things are kept. It will be in Tzrura B'Tzrura Chayim. Ba'al Gufan Shal Rishayim Hu Omer. And when it comes to the Guf of the Rasha, he says, Ein Shalom Amar Hashem L'Rishayim. There will be no peace for the Rasha. The Rasha is going to suffer in the Olam HaEmes. Ba'al Nishmasin Hu Omer. And what about the neshama of the Rasha that he turned back, that he returned in terrible condition? It will be slung around in a slingshot. It's meaning that's the equivalent of being sent to the cleaners that the clothing had. So the nefesh of the Rasha is going to have to suffer. Tanya, Blazer Omer, neshmasun shel tzadikim genuzos tachas kisei hakavod. The neshamos of tzadikim are hidden under the kisei hakavod. Shneim ravaisa nefesh adoni tzurur b'tzora chayim. Vishal Rishayim, and the Neshamos of Rishayim, Zomos Vaholchos. They're confined, they're in an ongoing state of confinement. Malach Echad Omid B'Sofa Olam, Malach Echad Omid B'Sofa Olam, Mekalin Neshmasan Zelozeh. One Malach stands at one end of the world, another one at the other end of the world, and they throw the Neshamos of the Rishayim across the world, which is apparently very unpleasant for the Neshamos to be thrown around like that. So it's not a good thing. Shnemar Vesne. They're going to be slung in with a slingshot. So what about the neshamos of Beinanim? I mean, you told me what happens to tzaddikim. You told me what happens to Rishayim. Most of the world is neither tzaddikim nor Rishayim. No, most people are Beinanim. So what happens to Beinanim? So he says there are no dead people to tell us, but this is how Shmuel, we have a tradition from Shmuel. Elu ve'elu l'duma nimsarin. Both Rishayim and Beinanim are given over to a malach called Duma. Halalu yeshlen manoach, halalu ein lehen manoach. The difference between them is whether they're going to find any rest. That the Beinanim are handed over to the Malach named Duma, just like the Neshamos of Rishayim are. The Neshamos of Beinanim will eventually have some rest. The Neshamos of Rishayim are never going to have any rest. They're just going to be thrown around from one end of the world to the other. Amar of Maria, Sidim Tzadikim Davu Afra. Tzadikim eventually are going to turn to dirt. Tichsiv Yashav Ha'afar Ala Aretz Kishahaya. That will go back to its original state of being dirt. Hanu kapulai davukafli ba'arad Rav Nachman. There were some diggers that were digging in Rav Nachman's land. Nachar buhu Rav Achai bar Yoshia, and they came across the body of Rav Achai bar Yoshia, and it snorted. The body snorted at them. Asu va'amalei l'Rav Nachman nachar ben Gavra. So they were freaked out, and they went to Rav Nachman, and they said, "This dead body snorted at us." So Asava Amrle Mani Umar. So Rav Nachman said, "Oh, let me see." So he went, and started having a conversation with the dead body. He said, "Who are you?" Amrle Ano Achai Bar Yoshia, and the body said, "I am Achai Bar Yoshia." Amrle V'lav Amar Rav Mari Asidi Tzadiki Davu Afra. How come you're not decomposed? Isn't it true that tzaddikim are supposed to return to the dirt, and therefore you're supposed to become part of the dirt again? You're supposed to decompose. Amrle Umani Mari. He says, "Who are you? Before I have this conversation with this live person, I'd like to know who you are. I don't know who you are. I'm not interested in what you have to say." Armalei, so he said, meaning, why should I listen to you? You tell me to decompose. I don't want to decompose. Why should I listen to you? Armalei va'kruksif. He says, "Don't listen to me. It's a pasuk. V'yashiva afar alaritz kishahaya. So listen to the pasuk that you're supposed to decompose." So Armalei da'karicha koheles la'karicha mishlei. He says, "Well, I'm duly impressed with your knowledge of Sefer Koheles. Your knowledge of Sefer Mishlei is a little wanting. Whoever taught you to read Koheles never taught you to read Mishlei." Tichsiv, because the pasuk says, "Verekev atzmos kina," that the decomposition of the bones is jealousy, which teaches us, "Kol mishi yishlo kina belibo atzmos of markivim." Someone who has jealousy in his heart, so then his bones are going to decompose. "Kol sheinlo kina belibo," but someone who doesn't have jealousy in his heart, his bones are not going to decompose. So he touched the body, and he saw that it had substance. It wasn't just an image. It was physically still intact. So he says, "Well, you're physically intact. You're talking to me. Why don't you go home? You know, get up and go back to your house. What makes you dead?" He says, "Wow, not only have you not read Mishlei, apparently you didn't read Sifrei Nevi'im either. That Hashem is the one that opens up the Kvarim for Tchias HaMesim." Amalei Vaksiv Ki Afarat Havelah Fartashuv. So he says, it's great. So far, every time I asked you something, you told me what else I don't know. But the one thing I did know, you never responded to. Meaning there is it's state in Pasuk that you're supposed to decompose. What is going on? Amalei Husha Achas Kodim Tchias HaMesim. He says, that's true. It is true that you have to Elah Fartashuv, but that could happen one moment before Tchias HaMesim. So he says, my body could remain intact for a long time, and then a second before Tchias HaMesim, or a moment before Tchias HaMesim, that's when everything will change. Amalei Yotzduki L'Rabbi Avahu, a Tzduki said to Rabbi Avahu, Amrisu Nishmasun Shal Tzadikim Gnuzus Tachas Kisei HaKavod. You say that the Nishmasun Shal Tzadikim are under the Kisei HaKavod. Uva Tamya Hecha. What happens to a Balov who deals with bones? So Tamya is a lashon of bones. So Aske L'Shmuel Benegida. So he Negida Rashi over here says is a machshefus, is a Balov, it's kishuv. So Amalei Hasam B'Tok Shneimas Chodesh Hava. So he says that's within 12 months. The Tanya Kol Yud Beis Chodesh. Guf okayim v'nishmaso olav yoredes la'achri yud beis chodesh haguf batal v'nishmaso olav v'shuveni yoredes. For the first 12 months, the body is still intact, and the neshama could be olav yori, the neshama can go back and forth. After 12 months, the guf is batal, and the neshama is olah, but it's no longer going to be yored. Okay, we'll stop there, but I'll pick up at the top line tomorrow.